go back to item number 4 because our state water board liaison just arrived.
I got lost.
You did.
Okay.
This is your first time to this office, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I toured up in the hills. It's great.
Sounds great.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here today. I'll be brief because I know you have a busy meeting. Just a slight update on the budget. We are having budget hearings at the Capitol, and basically not much is going on. No real decisions are going to be made until after the May vote. And then, who knows what decisions will be made. So I can't say much more than that, but that they are hearing us, and then they are holding things over until May. On Monday, we impaneled a Blue Ribbon Task Force on Constituents of Emerging Concern, a statewide task force that was called for in the recycled water policy that the board adopted in February. And this Blue Ribbon Task Force, it's made up of, I believe, 7 people who represent 7 different types of expertise. They're people from all over the country, and they are to give us guidance as to how to handle this issue as we move forward. And they have 1 year to produce their recommendations for us to adopt and for all of us to be able to use. We will be having a hearing on the statewide recycled water irrigation permit on May the 19th in Sacramento, and that too is on track, so we expect to have that adopted by the end of July, which will meet the statutory deadline for that as well. So with the permit, the CEC task force, and the policy, I think our recycled water program is off and running. And so if you want to know more about it and think about it in terms of your own activities, I would say sometime in the fall would be probably a good time to look at it, because it does call for planning efforts of stakeholders who are interested in using recycled water and who are not engaged in recycled water, bringing all stakeholders together in a basin to look at salt and nutrient plans. We are also quite involved with the conservation efforts of the state. It's a multi-agency effort called 20 by 2020, 20% reduction in the use of potable water by 2020. And there will be a workshop in Sacramento on May the 29th for that. And afterwards, I believe the report should get to the governor as to what the plan is for the 20 by 2020 rollout over the next several years. It'll get to the governor in July. And there is also a lot of legislation on conservation right now. And so with some luck, and I think luck is going to be a big piece of it, but also a lot of work, hopefully these two documents, the legislation and the report, will be compatible, and so we can get moving on that pretty quickly. And finally, stormwater, a favorite topic for this organization and for all of us. The stormwater construction permit and the stormwater linear permit, there'll be a hearing on that on June the 3rd. I believe the comment deadline is June the 17th. And we are expecting to consider this at the board level at our August 4th board meeting so that it can be in place before the next rainy season. So, and there's, of course, a lot of administrative activities that have to happen once it's adopted. So we think that we'll be able to just barely meet that schedule. Finally, in our, again, multi-agency effort on climate change, one of the 6 measures that we have adopted as a multi-agency effort, is on what we call urban water reuse, but it's stormwater capture and reuse or low impact development. It goes by many names. And we're going to do a workshop on that measure in association with climate change, with reducing greenhouse gases, on June the 17th. And we'll be showcasing your center and other activities in the state. This is quite a hot topic, as you know, probably better than most. And so we're looking forward to that meeting and then, again, proceeding with other agencies to promote this use of water and water quality protection. And if you ever have any questions, don't ever hesitate to get in touch with me. Thank you.
Question for you.
Sure.
On the emerging contaminants, you know, issue, I've been reading a lot in the news lately about various studies showing potential problems with these contaminants. Is there a staff person at the State Board that is most in contact or familiar with what's happening with this, you know, other than the panel that you're forming?
Right. Yes. Well, Jonathan Bishop is the lead.
Okay.
And Darren Polhamus is also quite involved. We now have a dedicated staff for, well, half of his time is dedicated to helping make sure this panel stays on track and gets everything done. And one of the reasons for the panel is that there is so much going on and there's so much reporting of bits and pieces that it's extremely confusing to experts, but it's, you know, it's certainly confusing to the public, but it's confusing to experts too. So what we want to do is be able to much more clearly lay out what is known, what is not known, what we can do now, what we can do when we know more, and what we would aim to know in the longer term. So I think this is going to help people figure out what's going on, because little bits and pieces coming out, you know, helps no one.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.